Blog Talk Radio.
Rates too high, drivers not approved. Sound familiar? With over 30 years experience, GSI Tow Truck Insurance can design a policy within your means. All we write is tow truck insurance. Sea to shining sea, Wisconsin to Georgia, Los Angeles to South Dakota. We have you covered. So what are you waiting for? Call or text us for a non-obligation quote at 262-501-7244. GSI. Big or small, we write them all.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
At the floor of Bama Lounge, a northern boy just soaking in the virtues of the South. Driven down from Boston, he left 5 feet of snow. Takes after those white sugar strands to the Gulf of Mexico. Waved his hands in the air, his voice rose through the roof. Spreading the message of his undisputed truth. Like an old-time revival, his old spirits gave him wings. He said this is the promised land, it's one the heart of Dixie means. If you get that special feeling that goes deep into your bones, if you've been moved by power grooves coming out of muscle show, if you ever scream war ego, we got our roads held tight. That y'all have down here. Smoky taste, Dreamland ribs, wash down when nights go beer. King first place in Montgomery, and you know he saw the light. Ain't nothing like those sweet magnolia nights. It's the tight curves of a southern girl in those Talladega nights. Alabama gang from Hueytown or Rocket City, right? Mighty Crow in Mobile, those old boys in Fort Payne. The magic in this state will always live up to its brain. If you get that special feeling that goes deep into your bones, if you've been moved by power grooves coming out of muscle shows, if you ever dream war ego, we got our roads held tight.
Monday night, and it's time to get rowdy. Catch up on This Week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comment, plus you never know who will stop by for a visit, right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
All right, welcome back to a Monday night with my rowdy friends, and carry me down this long pit lane road is my Chi-Town duel, Jackman Jeff and Chi-Town Mark, with Todd Bixby hanging on, getting ready to do a double duty on the racetrack weekends. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks, Rowdy. It's Monday night. I got my coffee here. I'm revved up, ready to go. Saw some good races last week. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see one Saturday night, but we'll talk about what happened and what could happen, and we got next week coming up.
How about you there, Jeff?
How you doing, Roddy? Good to be back another week. Got rained out last week, so we got to wait till next week at Pocono.
And Todd getting ready, loaded up, ready to go to Pocono.
Yep, doing double duty and being a race reporter.
Well, guys,
Todd.
There you go. We're looking forward to it, Todd. You send them my way and we'll post them up, man.
Not a problem.
Actually, you're going to be what crew are you going to be helping this weekend, Todd?
I'm going to be with the 07 Brian Cult Rider group, and I will be there for the truck race with Mike Harmon's group.
Well, have fun, Todd. Going to be hanging out at the Tricky Triangle.
That's right. Where's turn four?
Well, guys, that's race number 15 on the ARCA schedule, which we've got a rain out. Berlin was a rain out, Mark. Drove all the way there.
We're still at race 14, Rowdy.
Right. 14.
We're just a little over halfway.
And it's fixing to get dirty too, isn't it, guys? We're headed to two dirt tracks. Springfield and DeCoin.
That was a neat way of putting it, Rowdy. I knew you had a way of slipping those two in there. Yeah. Looking forward to the dirt tracks, the dirt miles, the horse tracks, as they call them. They were never meant to be driven by cars, yet here we do it. And it's pretty exciting.
I think it's great racing, especially that night race at DeCoin, Mark.
Well, you and I got spoiled. That's the last one they did, Rowdy. And, I'd like to see them bring it back and run it on an evening again. That would be the atmosphere, the scenes, the view, the smells, the whole thing, with it being at night with the lights in the background from the Ferris wheel and all the rides. You could hear the crowd over the route of engines. As you know, it was just special.
Well, we gotta get through Pocono, and where we gonna roll tonight? Our first guest, Carson Hoselvack's calling in at 7:10, and then we got Natalie Decker calling in at 7:45, and we're just gonna carry on from there, guys. That much, two good guests lined up.
It is, Rowdy. Carson Hoselvack is has an interesting background. He hasn't been racing that many years, and he won a race at Berlin in the super late model class, and NASCAR sanctions that track, and they told him that he could no longer race there because of his age. He happened to be 13 years old. He's a talented young man. He doesn't look 13 or 14 years old. He looks a little bit older. He's tall, lanky, young kid. Nice-looking young man. He's a sponsorship stream. He speaks well. He looks good. And he can drive the heck out of a race.
Well, we got him coming on because he had the fastest hot rod, like I said, this weekend. And actually, the question is, will that hold for the race when they re-race the race at August the 25th? Isn't that correct, at Berlin?
That's correct, Rowdy, and Jeff and I will be there to cover it, that's for sure. looking forward to Berlin. Berlin's a neat racetrack. That's Carson Hocevar's home track, so that might give him a little bit of advantage. It's one of those tricky ovals, Rowdy. It's all turns, very short straightaways, if any.
Yeah. Well, kind of sad when you go pull up to a racetrack and it's raining and it rains and it rains and it rains and you go home in it, Mark. That's a bad feeling at the racetrack.
It is, Rowdy. I don't think, you know, it's a little bit of a gut check, I suppose. I pulled in, it was raining. I could see off in the background the way the rain was coming through that it was going to clear up possibly. So I waited it out, went to get my credentials, and it started raining again, and the lady had put her finger up to me after I had told her what I wanted, and she looked back at me and says, "We're going to cancel the show tonight, sir. I'm sorry." So I should have known when I saw the MAV TV guys pulling the plugs on their trailer. But, yep, it is. Got in the car, left, gave you a call, let you know it was up, Rowdy. Knew that Facebook wasn't getting any pictures that night, and headed home. Stopped, got a bite to eat, and was home by 9:45. So it was an early evening, and I would have rather have seen the race, tell you the truth.
Yeah, especially driving our way there. Well, all right, guys. Hey, Mark, there's some winners and some losers. And, hey, we've had a lot of winners, haven't we? I mean, but
we have.
Guys, I'm going to bring on our first guest tonight. And I'm glad to bring back for the second time Carson Hocevar. Welcome back to the Rowdy Maglite Show, Carson.
Thank you. It's good to be back on the show.
Great. Carson, fastest little hot rod during the weekend. We're all sitting here talking about the rain, but one thing for sure, he was dialed in on speed.
Yeah, we felt real good about our KBR development Chevrolet, and we felt like we definitely had the car to beat, and, you know, everybody kind of had that mentality, too. You know, everybody knew we were there, and we definitely had the pretty much the car to beat, both on long run and on qualifying speed. So, wish we could have got the race in. I felt like we would have had a real good car, and especially not give those guys any chances of coming back and testing and learning more, and already have an idea of what they need to do to get a little bit better. But I think we'll be still pretty good come August.
Well, Carson, kind of tell the listeners how you got involved in racing. What kind of got you motivated to be a race car driver?
I just saw it on TV and loved it from day one, pretty much, of watching it when I was two. And, you know, I just loved cars and racing and that whole mentality. And, you know, I tried every sport under the book, and I was all right at some of them. But, you know, it really didn't suit my needs and wants and my motivation and passion that I wanted to do. And, you know, racing really was my go-to thing. And, you know, my dad sponsored a late model, and just to get his foot in the door, and, you know, it happened to be his little brother ran quarter midgets, and I tried that out, and we moved on from there.
Well, I just got my two grandsons, quarter midgets, a couple of weeks ago, and they got them to see them yesterday, Carson. We're getting
awesome.
Excited to be able to be part of it.
Yeah, awesome. It'll be fun.
Well, you know, one of my friends is in the cart, and that's Tim and Colton from Cleveland, Ohio. You got to spend some time with them out of Texas at the track out there.
Yeah.
And we were talking on the way home, and he said he had talked to you, and you told him that you'd been on my show before. So, Carson, listen, we appreciate you taking time to come out and be part of this. What's your plans for the rest of the year?
Plans for the rest of the year, you know, we got obviously the coming up ARCA race in August for the reschedule event. We got another ARCA race scheduled 2 weeks later at Lucas Oil. But besides that, we just got a busy super late model plan I think in coming weeks, but next week we have four races in 7 days with Auto City, the Clash Wednesday, the Jegs race Saturday at Berlin, and then the 251 the Monday of that. So that'll be a busy deal. And then we got big super late mile races, including like the Winchester 400, the Snowball Derby, and All American 400. So got a lot of big stuff planned for the rest of the year, and can't be more excited.
Hey, Mark, you're live with Carson.
Thanks, Rowdy. Carson, welcome back. I've been wanting to stop and say hello to you at the track, but every time I've seen you, you guys have been so busy, I didn't want to interrupt.
No, yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we get to see you, and I'm going to make sure I stop and I see you at the Clash. I'll be there, and I'll be at the 251, and that'll give you a little tune-up for the ARCA race, won't it? Even though they're different cars, do things kind of fall in line? You follow the same type of line that you do in the super late miles you do with the ARCA car?
Yeah, Berlin, you know, it's a real line-dominant track, and, like, it's just so – it's a big difference in speed between running the line a few inches apart just because there's that extra grip and extra bump you miss. And, you know, it's just a big difference of cars, but it's not a big difference in the track. So, you know, any seat time is good seat time. And excited to get down there and back at home.
Oh, I could say so. Well, Berlin's a unique facility. It really isn't much straightaway, if any straightaways there. You're in the turns a lot. It's a chassis track, but you still need that horsepower, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, Berlin really isn't a speed track, but it's real momentum-based, so you really need that easy on this pedal and just kind of ride it just to not burn the tires off, not get the thing way out of shape, not kill the right front because you're driving in the corner so hard, and then you get real free up off. So yeah, it's a real fine line in between, you know, over driving your car and under driving the car. It's real in the middle sort of deal there in Berlin.
Well, what's the biggest difference between the braking with between the ARCA car and the super late model, and the super late model being a little more nimble? What's the biggest difference? What's the horsepower like?
The big difference is just the heaviness of the car. You know, it really rolls over a lot, and it just it gets you know, the super light model, you can charge the corners harder. It's real lower center gravity, so you can charge the corners harder. You can get on the throttle harder. You can do all that, but with the ARCA car, you have to be real easy on getting off the gas and easy back onto the gas just because that weight shifts the car a lot.
And the general tires, it takes some use to getting used to that radial tire also?
Pretty big difference getting used to it, but I felt like I adapted pretty well to it.
Well, even with, you know, practice being a little abbreviated because of the weather Saturday, you went out off the trailer and proved you, like you said earlier, that, yeah, you were there to be noticed, and noticed you were, and wished you the best of luck coming up. And let's see, I'm looking up at my calendar. I guess the next race I'll see you at possibly will be the Clash. So I'll see you in Kalamazoo in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, thanks, Kaiser. I'm going to turn you over to Jeff. I think Jeff's got a question for you.
All right.
Take her away, Jeff.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, Carson. Thanks for taking time being on the show tonight.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Appreciate the time letting me on.
Hey, you run the super late models quite a bit. What is the biggest challenges from the super late models into the ARCA cars?
Biggest challenge for me in the ARCA car and super late models is just the getting used to the tire wear, you know, making sure you don't overwear the tires, because the tires are a lot harder and they just wear a lot more. You know, I almost see them like, me personally, I struggle with the super more than the ARCA just because, the Super's more high intensity, higher, just faster speeds, and you just really got to hustle the car, where ARCA, you almost have to back yourself up and just run almost slower into the corner than you would anywhere think about in a super light model. So, you know, it's been a pretty big challenge, but I felt like I've adapted to the ARCA car almost better than the Super.
Now, on Saturday, you were able to grab the pole. Do you know if that pole is going to hold for the August race, or is they going to requalify the cars in August?
Nope. They said that it would still stand. You know, they said I was under the track record, but because it was a practice session, not actual qualifying, that I won't be credited with the track record, so I'll get like an unofficial track record or whatever, something like that. But they said they're just going to practice and then line up and race. This field is, they said, is already set in stone for the weekend for the 25th.
Now, you were able to be the quickest. Do you think that is because that's probably like your home track and you know the track the best?
I know that without a doubt that gives me an advantage and stuff, but, you know, that also, you know, we could have struggled with the car and, you know, Travis Brady, for example, you know, they kind of seem like he told me they're struggling on their short tracks performance this year. And, you know, he's been to Berlin a handful of times and, you know, he kind of struggled, it seemed like, this weekend. So, you know, you still got to have, you know, the car behind you, you know, your line can only impact so much because, you know, with that high level of drivers, you know, they're going to figure the place out fairly quickly. You know, they're not going to figure out every secret to gain speed, but they're still going to figure out the basic line.
Now, can you talk about your development program, what that's all about?
KBR development, you know, a lot of people mistake it for Kyle Busch Racing, but it's actually Kathy Bursley Racing Development. It's owned by Mike Bursley and Zach Dunson. You know, they've been a big help just for my late model career and ARCA career now. You know, they feel like, you know, they got definitely a good program going for both ARCA and Super Late Model so far. And, you know, they're real big on sort of adapting to my style and how I like race cars, how I relay feedback. And, you know, I've had to adapt to how they understand feedback because, you know, they've worked with Ross Kenseth or Brian Campbell and Eric Jones and people like that. So they're not used to, you know, a 13 to 15-year-old. So that's been a pretty big challenge for them to adapt to, but they've been real helpful on teaching me a lot of stuff that I want to learn going with someone else, or at least right off the get-go. So they just do everything in their power to give me a good race car, and you know, if I struggle, they'll help me, and you know, if they're struggling a little bit, you know, it's my duty to relay feedback and get us all a little bit better.
All right, Carson. Thanks for taking time and being on the show, and I guess we'll see you in August for the race in August.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
And I'll turn you back over to Rowdy.
Thank you, Jeff. Carson, let's. You want to talk about a little bit about your sponsors and the people that helped you get to where you're at, my friend?
Yeah. You know, without my mom and dad, I really, you know, without their support and amount of dedication they've had of, you know, funding and just overall days at the racetrack, you know, without them, I definitely wouldn't be anywhere near where I am right now. You know, Scott's, Applebee's, Berger Chevrolet, you know, KBR Development with Zach and Mike, they've been a very big help. Johnny Benson, Incorporated, Van Doren Racing Development, Horvath Designs, you know, they're all just great group of guys who definitely support me and try to help me move forward.
Well, Carson, we appreciate you spending some time with us on a Monday night and looking forward to having you in Victory Circle on a Monday night again. Carson, tell everybody where they can find and follow you on social media.
You know, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's just Carson @CarsonHosovar. You know, at CorbsonHostVar.com, you know, all the information, all everything for me would be right there. So that's pretty much all I got for that.
Thanks, Carson. Looking forward to seeing you at the track.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys. Hey, so moving on to Pocono. And we got Todd's taking care of the Pocono deal for us, so we're in good shape at Pocono.
I'm just glad and honored to be able to cover both Poconos for you guys and try to get you the best pitchers I can. Of course, I'm not a pro like you guys, but I will do my very best.
Jeff,
well, I'm no
great.
Pro, Todd. I'm definitely no pro, Todd. We appreciate everything we get. And even Rowdy takes and posts my stuff, and that's not always the best. So, no, yours is a lot better than mine.
I'm the pro. Yeah, Jeff's the pro over there.
Yeah, Jeff's the great photo taker for us. No doubt,
well,
he hands or butt.
He can hustle down there, bro.
Yeah,
that's where the action's at. All right, guys, we got Natalie Decker calling in at 7:45.
Does the ARCA Racing Group know about it?
I think, yeah. Mark.
Well, maybe
yeah,
we'll get some calls from the ARCA Racing Group tonight. That would be nice.
Todd, how's that going?
It's going pretty good. Michelle has been handling everything really good just because of my absence, you know, taking care of some personal stuff. And here after Watkins Glen, we're going to do some giveaways and keep everybody interested in what goes on. And it did get posted in the group about tonight's show.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Natalie's had we've raced 14 races, Mark. Am I right?
13.
We're
going on 14.
Yeah. We got the rain
out. Yeah, those darn rainouts are a pain, aren't they?
Not good.
We do have some rain forecasted for Pocono. So I'm going to keep the fingers crossed and raincoats and hope we get her in.
Well, there's always rain forecast for Pocono. That's just typical for there, isn't it?
Well, we were lucky on the first Pocono, and we didn't get no rain.
That's good. That and I'm hoping that for you this weekend. We got it out of our systems at Berlin, and it'll be nice and dry for you, Todd.
Well, listen, guys, I'm buying. We got Tim with a pit stop. Hey, Tim.
How you doing, brother? How you doing there, Rowdy, Mark, and Jeff? Y'all doing okay, brothers?
Hey, Tim, good to hear from you, bud.
How you doing, Tim?
And
I'm
got Todd
great,
there.
Todd, what you been up to, brother?
I just been busy taking care of some personal stuff and been hanging out at Watkins Glen Racetrack. They got the haulers up there for the testing.
That sounds good, brother.
So what you got going on, Tim, for tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow evening, I'm going to stay with Digest Radio Network. Stephen Wilson. Well, Stephen might not be able to make it. Stephen's a little bit under the weather. I'll go ahead and tell it. He's actually got bronchitis. He might not be able to come on tomorrow evening. But we've got
Ooh.
Driver of the hashtag number nothing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Mr. Garrett Smith is going to join us tomorrow evening and talk with us. And just wanted to throw this out there. There's there's a big media deal going on this coming Thursday at Talladega Super Speedway. They got two huge announcements, and I feel privileged to that Russell Brannon invited me to come, so I'm going to go out and figure and see what all's going on out there. I don't know the whole deal, but me and Rowdy has speculated, and in the PR email I got the invite, you know, they don't want nothing to get out until after that big deal there. So it's going to be a big deal. Governor Kay Ivey is going to be there. Dale Marsh is going to be there. Mike Hilton from NASCAR is going to be there. Richard Childress, Austin Dillon. It's going to be a pretty big deal, and I can't wait to go out there and see what all is going on. And I will email y'all or either text Rowdy and let everybody know what all is going on. Or you can check out my pages because, you know, like I said, Steven's a little bit under the weather. And, Rowdy, I might need you to assist me tomorrow night with Garrett if you don't mind. I'll find out for sure if Steven's going to make it. I don't think he is. But big deal tomorrow night with Garrett Smithley coming on. And that deal at Talladega Super Speedway, I can't wait to go out there and see what's going to go on there. But I got a little speculation, but I can't say.
Yeah, I think all of us have talked about a few things that might go on, Tim. I hope that happens. Looking forward to it. And, hey, put us on the top of it when you hear it.
I will, Rowdy, and I appreciate y'all. Everything y'all do for us, for the network, y'all do awesome. Rowdy, yourself, Jeff, Mark, y'all all do really, really great. But, Rowdy, if you don't mind, I might need you tomorrow night to assist. I'll text you and let you know because, like I said, Stephen has bronchitis, and he is he's sick, bro.
Okay. Just text me tomorrow. Yeah.
All right, I will. Thanks, guys. I know y'all got Natalie Decker coming on. I just wanted to call in. If you don't mind, Rowdy, put me over in a meet where I can.
I'll do it.
Like I said, appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim,
thank
for calling in as always, buddy.
All right, guys. So, what y'all got planned this weekend? Yeah, ain't that true? I'm looking forward to that.
Me too, Rowdy. I suspected something that won't be ready by the end of this fall race coming up, but we've talked about a lot of different things that need to be done there, and hopefully one of them is what we've talked about.
Well, if the mayor's coming up, or governor's coming up, they're talking about spending some money, and she wants to get credit for it. So, hey, and so be it. At least they're fixing to break loose of some money and do some stuff, updates, and I'm looking forward to it.
When the lead politician on your state decides to pop down in for an announcement like that, you know it's something big.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of positive things have come out of Alabama with the automobile industry. It's been a big help to the community, the whole state. So,
at
Talladega.
Talladega.
Thursday. Yeah. So, well, you know what we've all talked about. There, rumors had what they were going to do, so it's probably going to happen. Hopefully, ARCA won't be out on pavement no more. But when that's all done, it'll be NASCAR. But it's been a good parking lot, hasn't it, guys?
It has, Rowdy. We've enjoyed our time there, and we'll enjoy our time in the future, whatever endeavor happens with the track and the facilities. And they've upgraded some of their other facilities, and I guess it's Talladega's time to and its turn to get a few amenities that they don't have and they need.
That's right. All right. Hey, let's just stop this second.
Living too tall to cut off jeans. Got your toes painted lime green.
Rates too high? Drivers not approved? Sound familiar? With over 30 years experience, GSI Tow Truck Insurance can design a policy within your means. All we write is tow truck insurance. Sea to shining sea, Wisconsin to Georgia, Los Angeles to South Dakota. We have you covered. So what are you waiting for? Call or text us for a non-obligation quote at 262-501-7244. GSI. Big or small, we write them all.
All right, guys. Hey, Monday night.
Woo doggy. We got a okay. We got a good show tonight, Rowdy, and we got more good show to come on.
Yep. Thanks to Carson, Tim, and getting ready for Natalie. Looking forward to having her back. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, guys, the last time she was on was January the. I think it was the second weekend in January or third weekend of January. It says
just
6 months.
Just before Daytona.
Right. So she's had a big
one since we've been to Daytona.
That's what it's saying.
Dang. That's too long. Means the season's going by too quick.
Well, probably going to be, could be one of my best Daytonas. I've had some good ones. That'll be 21 years, but it'll be the first time we go down there with our quarter midgets and race.
Yeah, you'll be a busy guy. I guess Jeff and I will have to handle most of the radio stuff while you're busy racing, Rowdy.
Well, and Daddy Jeff's got to pull his load, too. He's got Parker's daddy. He might as well just go on and take the whole week because that's what we're going to do.
I'm looking forward to it, Rowdy. It's going to be a fun adventure.
I am too. That's going to be a fun weekend. I didn't think about that till just the other day. I'm like, man, they're going to be racing quarter midgets that same weekend. We'll be down there the whole week. There was a lot of quarter midgets down there that weekend.
I've never seen so many, Rowdy, and they kept running and running and running and running, race after race after race. It was almost as if Jeff and I were back at the at Tulsa for the Chili Bowl. Even more racing.
Yeah. Well, it started early in the morning, and it didn't finish until the evening.
Yeah. All day long. They wore right down some tires there. Now, I'm telling you, they worked on some cars down there.
They did. You and Jeff spent a little more time there than I did, but wow, what an eyeful. I just couldn't believe the participation, the background, the tire people, the chassis people, the engine people. It's just a more condensed version of stock car racing, only it's quarter midgets.
Hey, and all the drivers coming down to be parked to see there all the kids racing because they come from quarter midgets. That was what was so cool.
Yep. Well, it's a great division to start kids out in and see if they've got it or not, because you're going to learn real quick if they do or not, Rowdy.
That's exactly right, guys. Well, hey, listen, I'm getting ready for Springfield. I know looking out, jumping away from Pocono, but I'm ready to see the dirt.
I'm ready to see it. Jeff, you ready for Springfield? That's a new track for you.
I'm definitely ready for Springfield. Like you said, Mike, it'll be a new track, and I haven't got to a new track yet this year, so I've been trying to get the one in Pittsburgh, but it just doesn't keep working out. So looks like Springfield will be my new track of the year. One, the first new track of the year. Hopefully I can get to another one.
Well,
yeah,
I hope it's
been for more than one, but I'm having a hard time finding a new track to get to this year too, Jeff. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we keep our little record going.
Well, we got a couple weeks off after this weekend too, so maybe we'll have to take a little road trip to find another new track.
Now, that wouldn't be the first time, Rob, that, you know, we've done that, Rob. Jeff and I have been known to take our crazy trip with you, and that's for sure.
Well, listen, Mark, I'm going to bring on our next guest.
All right.
I'd like to welcome back to the Rowdy Maglite Show, Natalie Decker. Welcome back, Natalie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Natalie, how's it feel driving that famous number 25 Toyota?
It feels good. I'm so glad I'm doing the full season this year.
Well, Natalie, we'd looked. You was on the show, I think it was the second or third weekend of January was the last time you was on, right before Daytona. How would you sum up from Daytona up to till today?
There's been a lot of good things that's happened, but we've also had a lot of bad luck and just things that weren't in our control that's happened. So we never got really some finishes that we wanted, but we just got done racing Elko 2 weeks ago and we got fifth, and that was really good, and I was really happy with that. Berlin got rained out, but I was really excited to race there, and now we're going to be racing there the 25th. So I'm excited to go to Berlin, but we have Pocono coming up this weekend, and I didn't get to do the first Pocono race because of my hernia surgery. So I'm excited that I get to go there, and I'm glad we go there twice a year so I can race Pocono.
Natalie, you got fifth at Elko Speedway. That's a different kind of track, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very short. It's a really short, short track, and it's pretty banked also. I've raced a few super late races there, and I've always enjoyed racing there.
Last year, you raced seven races last year. Were one of them dirt? Did you race dirt last year?
No, I didn't do a dirt race last year. They were all asphalt.
So you got Springfield and DeCoin coming up, old horse tracks. I've been to DeCoin, Mark and I, and Mark's been to Springfield, but that DeCoin, that is some special place.
Yeah, I'm excited to do the dirt races. I haven't raced much dirt at all. I think I've maybe done two dirt races my whole life. So I'm really excited, and I think it's going to be fun.
Well, those are two good tracks to get broke in on, Natalie, right there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, Natalie, being you're pretty much the on-demand, how are you taking all the pressure of being somewhere all the time and being in North Carolina?
Yeah, we've been racing, like, back-to-back weekends for a long time now, ever since like probably 6 weeks ago. So it's been pretty busy, but I'm enjoying it and I love it. After Pocono, we have a couple weeks off. So I think I'm going to get real sad and want to be in the race car.
Yeah, it's actually 11 straight races. That's pretty tough each weekend. And, you know, I don't have to tell you how close some of them were, what, only 4 days apart. That had to be tough.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty crazy, especially because we fit my hernia surgery in between all these races that we've had back to back.
Well, you did great rebounding from that, Natalie. My wife's been through two of them, and I've been right there with her, and I know what she's been through. And even think she wouldn't even want to look at a race car the way she felt. But hey, Mark, you're live with Natalie Decker.
Thanks, Rowdy. Hi, Natalie. Welcome back. I get to see you at the track all the time. Most of the time we get a chance to say hello. So love having you on the show, and thanks for taking the time with being with us tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I got a little question about your late model program. Are you going to get to do any late model racing at all? I was hoping to see you at Slinger, but evidently that plan fell through for you.
Yeah, we're planning on doing a few super late races. We've just been so busy with the ARCA series right now, but our plan is definitely to get home and do a couple. So I'm excited for that. And I'm sure as soon as we make the plan and have it set that everyone will know when I'm coming home to race.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people excited about the fact that you're coming home to race for a little bit. And, yeah, the closest you get probably is the 25th at Berlin.
Yeah, that's pretty close to home, I mean, but not really at the same time. It's kind of a long drive from where I'm from in Wisconsin. But, yeah, that's up north.
If that darn lake is in the way.
Yeah, the lake's in the way.
Well, you can always take the ferry boat across from
Ludington. I've always wanted to do that.
Also me. My wife and I have talked about it, and one of these days we're going to do it.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that.
It would be a really neat way to spend a day and see the lake in a different way. But let's get back to racing. Now, you're going to have some time off. Like you said, you're going to try to do some late model stuff. Is this still with your family team?
I have two super late models back home at my shop, but who works on it wouldn't be my family. I don't know who we would have crew it.
Okay.
I'm not too sure. But,
okay.
But, yeah, I guess you could say that is still my family team.
Well, if you have two late models sitting in your shop back home, no, that's a start.
Yeah.
But, well, with the exception of you're bouncing back from your surgery, you had a nice run at Elko. I was there. I got to watch it. Always keep an eye on you at the track because you've got that stigma about you, and, you know, everybody's watching you. And that was nice to see you come in with that nice run and finish up so well at a tough, tough racetrack. Do you think Berlin's going to be similar for you, even though you've never run there?
Yeah, we got to make a few practice laps before the rain came, and it was definitely really hard. But I'm excited that they didn't, like, completely cancel it out, and they just rescheduled it, because that's definitely going to be a fun track to race at.
Well, we just had Carson and Hosevar a little bit ago, and he was talking about that's his home track, and he came off the trailer and ran a really quick lap. Is he going to be tough to beat, you think?
Yeah, probably, just because that's his home track. So I'm sure he's going to be one of the guys that possibly could win it.
There's a lot of drivers that possibly can win it, and you're one of them. So
there's definitely a lot of drivers that can win it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yes, there are, and that's what makes the ARCA series so great, and we're glad you're a part of it, Natalie. And, again, thanks for being on the show. I'm going to turn you over to Jeff. He has a couple questions for you, and we'll see you at the racetrack.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Natalie. Take her away, Jeff.
How you doing, Natalie? Thanks for taking time and being on the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got to run about 7 races last year in the ARCA Series. You're running the full schedule this year. You're 7th in points right now. You had some ups and downs. What are some of your biggest challenges this year with the ARCA Series?
Some big challenges would be probably the mile and a half. Those are definitely difficult and where I need to learn more. So all the different aero stuff that comes with it, And I'm glad the ARCA Series goes to those tracks just because that's definitely going to help once you get up into the next level to having, like, that experience at those big tracks, because they're definitely a lot different than racing short tracks.
Now, you have your teammates like Chandler Smith and Michael Self. How much of a help are those guys? Are you guys with the group, you know, start bouncing information off each other from track to track?
Michael Self's a great help, especially at the mile and a half and all those big tracks. Those are the ones he's doing this year, and he definitely has not told me bad advice yet. So he's always helped me. I remember, I think it was Charlotte. He was talking to Leilani and giving her advice, and I was just kind of standing there listening, even though he was, like, helping her out. And then I went out, and, like, I was, like, 4 tenths faster just from listening to what he was telling her. And so, like, I've always just kind of talked to him, especially before Chicago. The night before, I was asking him some advice and stuff. So he's a really big help.
Yes, you know, he's kind of young, but it seems like he's got things figured out. He's had, like, 3 or 4 poles. He's got a win, almost contended for a win.
Yeah, and he just has a lot of experience, too.
Now, what do you think the hardest part was for you this year?
Just a mile and a half. I don't know. I really think just like when we'd have bad luck, just trying not to have bad luck again. But really just a mile and a half are still right now probably the hardest thing for me.
All right, Natalie. Thanks for taking time being on the show, and I'm going to turn you back over to Roddy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Natalie, I know when I see your dad at the track, he looks like a bundle of nerves watching you go around that track.
Yeah, I bet.
he really does. I mean, he just but you're in a safe environment. But you know, still, it's the dad in him to worry about you. But yeah, and your mom, everybody's happy. It's you know, it's always good to see y'all at the track. Natalie, let's talk about your sponsor. You want to talk about your sponsor just a minute?
Yeah. So I have N29 Capital Partners on my car, and they're from Madison, Wisconsin. They were on board last year for the 7 races, and then they came on to do the full season this year. And him and his wife come to all my races, every single one of them, and it is so fun. They're like family now. And then we also have Yamaha on my car, and that just came on board this year. And we got this awesome golf cart that you've definitely probably seen at the track. It's super fun, really fast. And we do this really cool generator giveaway at a lot of the racetracks we go to, and that's so fun to do with all the fans.
Well, Natalie, and you're in good hands with the Venturinis. I mean, your crew chiefs, I mean, it's you couldn't ask for no better.
Yeah, working with the Venturinis. And I had a new crew chief for Elko, and I had Frank Kimmel, and it was great. I loved working with him, and I'm going to have him for the rest of the season, I believe. So I'm excited to work with him. And him and his son together are hilarious. We were driving in the rental car from the airport to the track, and it was just so funny listening to them talk and all their stories. I loved it.
Well, Natalie, tell everybody where they can follow you, because, I mean, you're the social buzz. When it hands down, you do a lot of appearances, and how do they follow you on social media sites?
Yeah, I have Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I have it all. And the easiest way to find it all is to go to my website, nataliedeckerinc.com. And that will bring you to the links to all my other social media and all my fun T-shirts and hats are for sale on there.
Natalie, will you take one caller? I got one caller here that would like to ask. All right.
Yeah.
And you actually know this caller. It's Todd Bixby, and you met him at Pocono last time, and he'll be there this time. All right, Todd, you're live with Natalie Decker. Hold on here, Natalie. Try that again, Todd.
Hiya, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for picking me for your winner.
You're welcome.
I'll definitely be stopping by. Did you?
Yeah, at Pocono, I better see you.
Oh, I'm there Thursday. I'm leaving Wednesday for Pocono, so we're staying right close, 10 minutes from the track, so we're gonna be there for sure.
Okay, cool. I'll be there Thursday too.
Cool. Since you made what, one lap at the first Pocono?
Yep.
And then Brennan got into the car and did the race, right?
Yeah, I didn't even make one full lap. I took the green flag coming down pit road.
Okay.
So
and was that for the points?
Yeah, we did that. So I took the green flag, so then I would have got the points versus Brennan getting the points.
Okay. So what's your biggest thing that you're looking forward to for Pocono?
Just to go there and learn some more. I did the both Pocono races last year, and it was really fun racetrack and really difficult, so I'm excited to go back.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. One more
question.
I'm
looking forward to seeing you too.
Got one question for you, and this one kind of goes for Mark, because Mark got to see it before anybody. Did you get any of the baked goods?
No.
I'll have to bring you by a mini loaf of banana bread.
That would be awesome.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to chat with me, and see you in a couple days.
See you in a few days.
Thank you, Todd. All right, Natalie. Hey, listen, we appreciate you spending time with us tonight, and looking forward to bringing you on a Monday night in Victory Lane.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Natalie.
Well, you should tell Natalie about what it's like to be on the show before a race.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so far, Natalie, if you're on my show on a Monday night, you stand a lot better chances of winning odd-wise than anybody else, because these guys can test. If you're on the show, you really stand a good chance winning that weekend, don't they, guys?
They do, Robbie.
Awesome.
He has a good track record, Natalie. So, yeah, we're not messing around here.
It's already been proven this year. Yeah, it's already. It's already. That's right. So, Natalie, thanks for calling in. Tell everybody back at the shop hello, and I can't wait to see y'all again. Thank you.
Yep, thank you so much.
All right. Okay, guys, here's Natalie Decker driving that Venturini number 25 Toyota. Todd will be able to see her this weekend. He was lucky enough to win a set of, what'd you say, sunglasses, Todd?
Yep, a set of her ND sunglasses.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
That means
you're going to be picking them
up. For you to wear them.
That's right. Good omen.
So I'll be going to the hauler and picking up my new sunshades and sporting.
Well, listen, Todd, tell everybody where they can follow you and how you want to close the show out tonight.
You can find me on Facebook for Todd Bixby. It's the only media I have. I want to thank you guys for a great, awesome show. Thank you guys for everything you do for each and every person. I'm looking forward to next Monday night to give you the recap on Pocono Raceway.
There you go. I hear you.
We can hardly wait, Todd.
Looking forward to it. Jeff?
Yeah, we're not going to get to go to the race this weekend. It's going to kind of be far away, so me and Mark are going to have to settle for a dirt late model show down in Fairbury, Illinois, World of Outlaws, I believe, dirt late models. So then we got a few weeks off after Pocono, so I guess it's going to be short track racing for me and Mark for the next few weeks. So until next Monday, we'll report on that a little bit and kind of talk about Pocono and recap Pocono and go from there.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Mark?
Hey, Rowdy.
It's your turn.
We're going to take a little vacation. ARCA's going to give us a break. But there's so much racing going on the first couple of weeks of August. Like Jeff said, we're going to be hitting the short tracks hard and heavy. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 midweek races in August, and that's the first 2 weeks. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to getting to Springfield. I'm sorry we can't be at Pocono. One of these days we're going to go up and visit Todd at Pocono. We're not going to tell him. We're just going to show up and surprise the heck out of him.
Yeah, call him and ask him where he's at. Where you at?
That'll be it. So, yeah, we'll be covering races. We'll be letting everybody know what's going on. We're looking forward to Todd's report next Monday. And I guess till next week, we'll see you, bud.
Sounds like a plan, man. I'm just going to keep scheming and scamming out in the shop on them quarter midgets.
It'll keep you out of trouble, buddy.
That's right.
Put you in more, one or the other.
It's only 9 steps to the back door.